100.1 The X. It's the 4:30 local lowdown podcast style. And in the studio with me is Cadillac Kim from the Reno Punk Rock Flea Market 2020. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's good.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm getting excited.
You ready?
I am super ready.
There's a lot of work that goes into an event like this for one weekend. Tell me about the process, first of all.
We start planning pretty much right after the flea market the previous year. So we've got about a year's like lead time on this, but we really get into it starting around November, December, and then it's just chaos for a few months.
And then, like you were telling me off the air, this is kind of like the limbo where you're ready to release it because it begins tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow is, yeah, Saturday. So it begins at 11 a.m. It goes till 6 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday.
Now, if people missed this event last year when you came in and told us about it, what exactly is a Reno Punk Rock Flea Market?
The Reno Punk Rock Flea Market is 2 days of art, music, and mayhem. We've got 16 bands. We've got over 100 vendors, local artists. We've got a car smash. We've got drag story hour, a kids area. We've got book readings. PM Press will be there, which is like a big punk rock publishing company from the Bay Area.
You shouldn't let the word punk rock intimidate you from going. I went last year and it really is for everybody. I watched an environmental video. I had some delicious food. I went to the hippie booth. There were food trucks outside. I saw some beautiful art happening. There was silk performers. There's a little something for everybody at
this. There totally is. There's a lot of workshops. So you mentioned the silks. The aerial silks are going to be giving free workshops.
Oh, cool.
So if you've ever wanted to try that, just come on out and go to the stage and sign up.
I've wanted to try that, but I don't think my upper body strength is quite there yet.
I don't know. You'll find out. You should do it.
So beautiful to watch, though. And where do you get the car for the car smash?
We actually ask for donations from the community, and it's a tax deductible donation. So next year, if anybody has a car they'd like to get rid of,
we will smash it for you at the Reno Punk Rock Flea Market. And let's talk about community, because there are so many people involved in this. Do people just raise their hands and say, I want to be a part of this? What's the group like?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple of core members that have been there since the beginning, but people really love the event. And this year we've had so many people reach out to us. They just want to make it a success. So the community is super involved.
So this event is kid and family friendly, but there's also going to be some adult libations. Yes.
Yes.
What are we drinking?
We have sponsors from, we have Great Basin and Tintor. So $5 craft beers all weekend.
Delicious. All right. And you can walk around, look at art, listen to some music, watch people smashing cars and enjoy some great local beverages. And let's talk about the music. I mean, it's all about the music. Here on Radio X. What kind of music? Obviously, punk rock music, but there's a variety in the musical acts you have as well.
Yeah, we have a lot of local acts. We also have some touring acts from one from Portland. We've got a bunch from Las Vegas and Los Angeles coming up. They're mostly punk bands.
Oh, that's right. I wanted to ask you, last year I saw some pretty interesting circus performers as well. Are they coming back?
Yes, absolutely. Houdini Driftwood is going to be our master of ceremonies and he'll be performing. He's one of only 250 sword swallowers in the world. So he'll be performing live.
That was
entertaining
fun.
The crowds.
Something different. Now, I guess we should tell people where this is and how they can get tickets.
This is at the Generator at 1240 Ice House Avenue in Sparks. And you can get tickets at rprfm.org.
And tickets are very affordable, yeah?
Yeah, they're only $5 a day.
That's ridiculously cheap for all you're going to experience.
Well, we wanted to make it accessible for everybody. We don't want to price anybody out.
That's very kind. And what else happens at the Generator that people can get involved with besides events like this?
The Generator has workshops year-round. It's also got workspaces. You can become a member of the Generator pretty easily and have access to a full metal shop, a wood shop, laser cutters, 3D printers, a full tech shop and textile lab where we have equipment that most people can't afford on their own, large industrial equipment.
There's makers in this town and they want to make, but they don't, you can't afford that kind of stuff.
Yeah, or the space, you don't have the space and everybody has a garage or what have you.
That's so cool, the Generator. And this, how many years has the Punk Rock Flea Market been going on?
This is the third annual.
Third, and what have you learned from year 1, 2, and 3 as your planning stages go on?
We've learned to expect a lot more people than we think will show up.
That's great. That's a great problem to have.
Yeah.
And you plan on continuing this event?
Absolutely. We have bigger plans for the flea market in the future. So exciting. You'll have to come and see.
Can we talk a little bit more about the flea market side of it? What kind of artists and vendors and things can we expect?
You can expect everything from people selling records and stickers, patches, posters, so music related stuff, all the way to, you know, paintings, art, jewelry, candles, all sorts of locally made crafts.
There definitely is something for everyone. Thank you so much for explaining what exactly the Reno Punk Rock Flea Market is, and tell us when and where one more time.
The Generator, 1240 Ice House Avenue. It's Saturday and Sunday, the 8th and 9th, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And you can go for both days. You can go for one day. You can go all day. You can just stop by. It is a fun time, and it is this weekend, Xville. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.